at home in Donegal, the person in the bed would be laid out in their First Communion clothes if they were they wouldn't wear them, but they'd be put on the coffin.
Oh, really?
Or they'd be dressed in the brown shroud of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and they'd have the scapular on them, etc., etc. But I remember there would always come some women, mostly three women. I don't remember it being three, but I remember that there were older women who would come in dressed in black, out of grey hair, long plaits of grey hair. And then they would start the Queen O. Queen means cry. Queen O is the crying, the wailing, the howling. And I used to hear that in me. I used to internalize these sounds, because even as a four-year-old, I had gone through a lot of grief in our family. Babies dying before I was born, mother pregnant with me while two babies died, that kind of thing. So it was almost a relief for me as a small child to hear my inner turmoil being externalized by these women. So I remember the sound, and the sound is still in me, and it would be something like this. That kind of unearthly sound would go through the house. And I remember respecting it with an amazing respect. And these women were asked to come along. They were professional queenus. They had been able to deal with their own griefs in life. Many babies dying. They would have been at the deathbed of many of the people in the community. So they were not afraid of the sound of grief, which we are nowadays.